Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Simen Reish Mem. We are up to Sif Yud Aleph, the third to last line on page 306. The Mechaber says in Sif Yud Aleph, Asur l'shamesh l'or haner, it is asur to have tashmesh at mito by the light of a candle, af al pi shemafil b'taliso, even if one darkens it with this talus over him, it is still asur l'or haner. The Rama says, Avalim usa mechitza gavoa asara lifnei haner, but if you make a wall that is 10 tfachim high in front of the candle, af al pi shaor nire derech ha-mechitza, even if the light is still visible through the mechitza, kigon shehifsik besadin, for example, the wall that you made was out of a sheet, so you're able to still see light through it, shari, it is still permissible. Kein nirali bidivei Rashi, perek beiz, and meseches beitza dafcha beiz. Gam amin and hasam de shari kishakofe kli al haner. We also say over there, besides putting up a mechitza that will be matirit, it also can be made mutter by putting a kli over the candle. The mutter lasos mechitzas over Shabbos ayin lekamon reish simin shin tezvav. Again, in terms of making such a mechitza on Shabbos, that we will discuss in Rish Hashem in Hilchos Shabbos. Then the Mechaber says, V'chein osur l'shamesh bayom. Besides the isur of having tashmesh shamita by the Or HaNer, it's also osur to have tashmesh shamita during the day. Elo im kein hu bayis ofel, unless the house is dark. And the Rama says, V'tamud chacham mathul b'taliso v'shari. V'tamud chacham can cover himself with his talus, and that will be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkaton lamites l'Or HaNer, Afilu ein shom elo k'tzas or. Even if from the candle is only a little bit of light, kigon shedolek haner besoch hashvoferes shehaner munach besocho. For example, the candle is lit inside some kind of holder that the candle is in. Osha meir k'tas derech lanterne, or is giving off light from some kind of lantern. Achar she'ein shom mechitza hamafseka, since there is no mechitza that is blocking it. V'hu adin l'or halavona gam kein aser. Not only l'or haner is it aser tatash mishamita, but even by the light of the moon it is aser. However, the Mishnah Berurah says v'dafki im or halavona meir alehem lahedya. This is only if the light of the moon is shining on them. Explicitly, meaning directly, but if it's not shining on them, even though it is giving light to the house, mutter, it is permissible. But still, it is proper to cover oneself with a talus and make it darker. If they're outside under the sky, even if the light of the moon is not on them directly, Elohim betzila, rather they're in its shade, afilu hachi aser, still it is aser. V'hainu afilu yeshom mechitzo sevivam, this is talking about even if there are walls around them. Devamokom megula she'en shom mechitzos, in an open place where there are no walls at all, so belav hachi aser l'shamesh, anyway, it would be aser v'tashm shamito, kemavur be'evan ha'ezer, simen chafei sevdalet. So we're discussing over here, even if there are walls around you, but the top is revealed, and you see the shemayim, so that would be aser as well. So we said the way to be matir the Or HaNer is a mechitza gevoa asara. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkaton Mem umari shekashar osa milamata. We're talking about a case where you made a mechitza, you tied it on the bottom as well. Shelo yonod beruach matzuya, that it should not sway in a regular wind. The ilav hachi ein din mechitza aleha, because if that wasn't the case, but rather it sways back and forth, or it could sway back and forth, that would not be considered a din mechitza. Sivkaton Mem Aleph afa pi shaor nira. He said of mechitza will be matir even though the light could still be seen through the mechitza. V'hu adinim ha'or nira l'mala me'amechitza. It's not only that if the light is seen through the mechitza that it's going to be okay because you put a mechitza. The same thing is true if the light could be seen above the mechitza, it's still shari, because as long as the mechitza is 10 tfachim and it has a din mechitza, it's blocking, it takes care of the problem of or nira, it's mutter, even though there is still light coming in. Kevan shein mechitza gemura, l'maisa, it's going to be okay because that's considered a mechitza gemura. V'chol zed afka k'shemathil betaliso. But again, all this with the mechitza mitzvah, it only takes care of the problem of the Or HaNer, but you also have the other problem of it being light in the room. So for that, you have to specifically be matul betaliso, you have to make it darker with your covering. Ava balav hachi aser, but without that, it would be aser. Demi'achar sha'cheder molei or lo adif mi bayom, because after the room is still filled with light, it's no better than during the day, where we said you have to be matul betaliso. V'yesha machmirim afilu aidei ha'afalas talus. So there was a machmir, even through the covering with the talus, it's still a problem. Kevan shemikomokom or ha'or nireh ba'oso cheder. Since l'maisa, the or is visible in that room. If you look in the Shaar Tzion and Os Chafe, he writes, v'im ha'yirio shesaviv hamita avos umachashichos. If you have curtains around the bed, and they are thick, and they darken the area, even if they don't darken it totally, l'kuli al mashari, according to everyone, it's permissible to have hamita there. Kevan sheish tarti milus, because you have two milus in that case. Echa, number one, shu hefsek mechitza. Number one, this sheet could be considered a hefsek mechitza. V'hainu b'sha'asuya k'din mechitza, as long as it's done like a din mechitza, like we just said before in Sivkot Mem in the Mishabura, that it's tied on top and the bottom and it doesn't sway in a potential ruach mutsuya. Va'od, and secondly, she'or haner eino meshamesh oro, and also the light doesn't get in because it is darkened. Shari hichsha, because lemaisa you darkened it, so that would be 100% fine. Says the Mishabura Vaidus of Katam and Beis, we said putting up a mechitza takes care of the problem of the or haner, even if the light could be seen derech mechitza. Says the Mishabura v'kol shekein im haner b'cheder acher, and certainly if the candle is in a different room, umeir l'cheder zed the shari, and it's giving off light from that room into your room, that will certainly be permissible. V'kosa b'chachmas adam d'mikomukum sarach hafolas talus. The Chachmas Adam writes that even in that case you would require darkening it with your talus. Sivkotan mem gimel, we said the other eitza besides making a mechitza was kashikofa kli, when you flip a kli over the nair. Ayin lakamon besov simen reish ayin zayin betaz uvamishabura sham. Sivkotan mem dalet, on the last point of the mechaber had told us v'chein asu l'shamesh bayom. Says the mishabura mem dalet, the ein zeder tznias, that's not considered tznias. And then the Ramah said, the Talmud Chacham could be mafil betaliso, even if it's not dark in the room, it could be mafil betaliso. Says the Mishabura, Shehu Tzanua Bidrachov, a Talmud Chacham who is Tzanua in his ways, for lo yovo lehistakel. The problem with having the Tashma Shamita in a room where there's light is you might look at the Mokama Erva, and therefore a Talmud Chacham who is Tzanua in his ways, and he won't come to look, al kein mutter aideha falas talas, therefore it is mutter for him to have beer during the day when it is light, through hafalas talas. Avo mikomokom ein lahokel bedaber ze el tzarak gadol. However, one should not be lenient in this matter, unless there is a great need. The Hainu Kishe Yitzro Mizgabir Allah, for example, when his Yitzir is strengthening against him. Now, if you look in the Shaar Tzion and Chav Zayin, he writes that this idea that a Talmud Chacham is Tzanua B'drachov and he won't come to look, that's the Magen Avraham. V'hinei b'chol ha-dinim ha-niskarim l'malo, all the dinim that we just mentioned before, the mutter al-yidei ha-afolas talas, where we said you have a mechitza, but there's still light coming in, and it's mutter through ha-afolas talas, lo be'aru ha-poskim de-dafka b'Talmud Chacham. We didn't mention over there in the poskim that it's dafka referring to a Talmud Chacham that could be mafil. U'mashma de-lukui al-mashari. The mashmos over there is that for everyone, as long as there is a mechitza separating between the candle and your mafil b'talas, it works even not for a Talmud Chacham. The atam, and the reason is mishum dekanchu bayom chamer tvei. Over here, when we're talking about during the day, it is more chamer mishum dehu neged geder hakedusha upashet. That's because having tashmish amida during the day is against the geder of kedusha, and therefore we're makbid that it only works with hafalas talus if the person is a talmud chacham. Let's look in the Shaar Tzion, also in Os Chav Ches. That's going on that which the Mishabura said. One should not be lenient in this matter unless it is a tzorach gadol, which means his yetzer is a misgaber alav. That's also from the Magen Avraham, the Bir Divrei HaRambam. U'mechachmas adam mashma de geshe yitzru misgaber alav v'yachol avu chas v'sholom v'decheit. In the case where his yetzer is strengthening against him and he can come chas v'sholom to sin, mutra yidei ha'afolos talas b'chol adam, this heter, he says, would be permissible for everyone, not only for a Talmud Chacham. Let's go weiter in the Mechaber now in Sif Yud Beis. Aser l'shamish mitaso b'shnei ra'avon. It is aser tatash mishamita in years of famine. Elo l'chasuchei bonim, except for those who are chasuchei bonim. Pirish, mi she'en lo bonim, someone who doesn't have children, is mutter tatash mishamita during famine years. Others are aser. Says the Rama, V'ayin l'kamon simen tov kuf ayin dalet siv dalet, V'huadin b'shar tzoro sheim kira'avon. The Rama ends off and says, this is not a halacha that is limited to famine years, that's only a mushul. The same then applies to any tzara that is like famine years. Says the Mishabura Sev Kata Memvav, Ella, the Yitzro Misgabir Alav, even if it is in famine years, when we're saying that it is not allowed, if his Yitzro is strengthening on him, V'yesh Chashi Yovel Udei Ashchos HaZera, and there is a concern that he may come, Chas V'Shom, to Ashchos HaZera, so Kosav El Yerabah B'Shem Sefer Divrei David B'Simen Tov Kuf Ayin Dalet L'Hokil. So the Yerabah brings down that one can be lenient, V'chein Kosav B'Sefer Beis Meir L'Evan HaEzer, that if it is a Chash of Iser, it will also be permissible. The heter that we said in the Mechaber is for one who is chasuche bonim, meaning sefkatim emzayin she'en lo bonim, ratzalomer means to say shalokim adayin piriya verivya. What it means is, lav dafka, he doesn't have children, it just means he was not yam kayim the mitzvah pruervu, v'lochein, and therefore afilu yesh lo bonim, meaning if he has sons, in ein lo adayin bas mutter, he could have many sons, if he doesn't have a daughter, he has not yet been mekayim his mitzvah pruervu, which is one son and one daughter, so that would be a heter b'shni ra'avon as well. Sifkotan Memchas, we said in the Ramah, V'ayin l'kamon, Simen Tovkuf Ayin Dalet, Rotzalomer de Matur Shom HaMechamer Gambel El Tfila, the Mechaber over there is Matur as well, during years of famine when it is El Tfila, V'ayin Shom Ba'achronim. So although the Mechaber said it's Osel Shamish Mitosel B'Shni Ra'avon, we see a few Ateirim, number one, a person who was not yet Mekayim Pru'arvu, a person who has his Yetzer that's strengthening against him, a person who had the El Tfila, all those are Ateirim during the Shnei Ra'avon, and the Ramah again said that it's Lav Dafka Shnei Ra'avon, any other Tzara like a Ra'avon would have the same din. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Gimel, Ach Sonoi Osir L'Shamish, one who is a guest in someone else's house is Osir to have Tashmish Amita, Vim Yichadu Lo Ul Ishto Bayis, however if they designated for him and his wife as guests a house, Mutter, then it is permissible. Ubavad Shelo Yisham Betaliso Sheval HaBayis, as long as they are not covering themselves and using the bedding of the Baal HaBayis. Says the Mishaburas of Kata Memtes Achsunoi, Hainu Afiluk Shabne Bayas Kula Mishenim. We're talking about over here the Isra of the Achsunai Tatash Mishamita is even if the people that are from that household are all sleeping. Sekata Nun, the Nichado, but if they designated a special house to you, then it's permissible. Hainu She'en Lo Balabayas Esek Ba'usa Mokum. We're talking about the Balabayas has no business in that house, he gave it just to you. Elamiyuchan Lushnem Levadam, it was designated for this man and his wife. The Oz Havulayahuka Balabayas. Then that man becomes like the Baal HaBayis over that makom, and therefore the Tashmish Amita would be mutter. Sifkata Nun Aleph, if they designate for him and his wife a bayis, hu adin l'cheder, it could be that it's lav dafka house, it could be they just designated for you your own room, that also would make it permissible. As long as the Mechaber said, you are not being yisho metaliso shel Baal HaBayis, says the Mishabura Sifkata Nun Beis metaliso shel Baal HaBayis, Shema Yeroe Keri Alav, because maybe the Baal HaBayis is going to find Keri on his bedding. Isa Be'irivin Samach Gimel, the Gemara Irivin tells us, Hayoshein Bekila, the Cheder, one who sleeps in a room, She'ish V'ishto Yeshenim Sham, where a man and his wife are sleeping there. Olav Akosav Omra, him the Pasuk says, Ves Neshe Ami Tegorshin V'beis Tanugeha. And the women of my nation, you sent away from the house of their Tainug. Va'afilu Kashihinida. And this din applies of not sleeping in a room with a man and his wife is even if the wife at that time is in nida v'huva b'chidushei rikiv eger, and this is brought down in the chidushei rikiv eger. Let's look in the Shaar HaTzion over here in Os Lamed Gimel. Why are we saying that it is not allowed to be staying in a room that a man is with his wife? Shaboshe mimenu lasu b'derech eretz shemuhu neyor, because they're worried that maybe this other person is awake and therefore they are embarrassed to be osek in derech eretz. Sifkatan lamid dalad in the Shaar HaTzion, why do we say that it's not proper even if she is a nida? Shaboshim imenu ledaber dvarim shebetzina beinu leveino, because they're embarrassed even to be speaking about private inyanim when there is somebody else around. So even if she is a nida, it is not proper. Ulafize, according to this svara, near it appears dim shneim ba'atzma mevakshim oso sheishin sham laki isura. If for some reason the husband and the wife are requesting this person to in fact stay in the room with them, so then it would not be a problem, because the whole problem is that they can't discuss private inyanim. But if they're inviting the person in, so obviously that would not be a concern. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yudalad, Shichvas Hazera Hu Koach Haguf, the Shichvas Zera that comes out of an Ish, B'Shas Tashmish, that is the power of his Guf, Umur Hainayim, and the light of his eyes. The Kol Zman Sheteitze B'Yoser, and so long that the Zera comes out too much, Haguf Kola V'Chayev Ovdim, the body starts getting destroyed and his life starts getting lost. V'Chola Shotov B'Be'ilah, and anyone who is too involved in his be'ila, zikna kofetzes alav, old age jumps on him, v'kocho toshesh, and his power weakens, v'ein of chaos, and his eyes dim, v'reach ra nodef mipiv, and a bad smell comes out of his mouth, u'sa'arosho v'gabos einov, risei einov noshrim, and the hair on his head, and his eyelashes, and his eyelids, they start falling out, u'sa'ar zekono v'shechyo, u'sa'ar raglov rove, and the hair of his beard, of his armpits, of his legs starts increasing. Vishinav noshos, and his teeth fall out. Vaharbe ke'evim, and many other pains. Chutz me'elu boimalav. Besides those that are mentioned here, many other pains come upon him. Amru chachme harofim, the chachme harofim say, Echad me'elaf meis mishar chaloim. One out of 1,000 die from other illnesses. V'ha'elaf me'rov tashmish. And 1,000 die from having too much tashmish amita, lefikach tzorich adam lizayr, therefore a person has to be careful and make sure that he's not having too much tashmish amita. As I see over here, it is a tremendous sakana to the guf. We will stop here, and Amir Shem continue in the next year with Siv Tezvav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an iyun shiur on any daf in shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.